But my mom is awesome, you guys. Like, some people are embarrassed by their moms. I'm embarrassed that I'm not as cool as my mom. You know what my mom said to me yesterday? She said, "Yas." With an A. Like seven of them. Yas, honey. She's in her 50s, but she thinks she's in her early 40s because we let her be on social media. She loves Facebook and Twitter. She loves Snapchat. Yeah, she likes to do all the different animal filters on her face. But she doesn't actually do anything with them. She'll just record herself going like this. She loves it. She knows how to do hashtags. She's a few years older than my stepdad, so she thinks she's a cougar. Hashtag cougars be like. Relax, mom, you're like 5 days older. Hashtag haters gonna hate. She loves social media, but she doesn't quite understand the whole everyone can see it part of the internet. So she's tweeting things like, "Hey, your sister thinks she might be pregnant again. Don't tell anyone." "Hey, did that weird rash go away?" Hashtag gross. "Have you seen Lisa's baby?" Yikes. I was visiting my mom and I got sick, so she was taking care of me, right? But my husband was there too, and he wanted to be the one to take care of me, so he was like, "Babe, is there anything I can do for you?" I was like, "Yeah. Can you move out of the way so my mom could get to me faster?" He don't do it right. I tried to give him a chance too. I said, "Okay, babe, can you please make me a Theraflu?" He goes, "Okay, how do I do that?" You get the packet and you give it to my mom.
And I did go home. I went home to St. Louis for Christmas, and I walked into my parents' house, which I hadn't been into in about, 6 months, and unbeknownst to me, they changed all the light bulbs in the house into those energy-saving light bulbs. So when I walked in, as if I haven't had enough weird lighting in Afghanistan, they're sitting in this weird, dim, hazy lighting, and I'm like, "Hey, what's going on, guys? We having a seance?" My dad goes, "No. No, we're not, Kathleen. Your mother thought it would be a good idea at our age, when our eyesight is failing, to make the house as dimly lit as possible, Kathleen. Because she's upset, because Al Gore's upset, because there's no more polar bears." Well, you know what? I'm 69 years old. I live in Missouri. I've never seen a polar bear. I don't care if I ever see a polar bear. What I'd like to see is the coffee table. That's what I'd like to see. Then that starts the side argument. "It's not because of Al Gore, Jack. They just don't make the regular light bulbs anymore. I can't find the regular light bulbs anymore." When? When did they stop making regular light bulbs, and why weren't we notified in the mail by the government? I mean, we're only going to live 10 more years. I could have bought enough light bulbs for the rest of our lives. I would have bought extra and sold them out of the back of the truck to other old people who didn't know. I could have jacked the price up. Oh, my God. They're up all the time. It doesn't matter what time you call the house. One of them's up. Yeah, oh, it could be 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the morning, 5 a.m., 11. Hello? They're up. They call me from weird places. It's 6 a.m. where I am. It's 5 a.m. where they are. Hello. Oh, what are you doing? More importantly, what are you doing, Mom? Well, we're in Home Depot's parking lot. We thought they opened at 6. They don't. So we're just going to sit here for an hour and look at the other old people that were confused by their ad. I said, Mom, why aren't you sleeping anymore? Well, don't tell your father this because he'll be embarrassed. But now we're afraid we're going to die in our sleep. So we've decided we'll just stay up and one of us will be up and then we'll nap. Because you never hear somebody dying while they were napping. You don't hear, oh, he died in his nap. You hear they died in their sleep. But if we both fall asleep, we won't know the other one's dead. And that's how things get out of hand. Okay. Okay, Mom. I went to Target with her. My mom was a nurse for 30 years. She's retired. I said, out of nowhere, while we're pushing a cart, God, I have a splitting sinus headache. She goes, oh, here. And roots through her giant purse and goes, take this. And I took it. And about a second later, I hear, oh. I said, what? What was that all about? She goes, you swallow that? Yep. Sure did. Swallow it. What color was it? I don't know, Mom. I don't know. I didn't look at what color it was. Kathleen, why didn't you look at what color the pill was? Why? Why? Because you're not somebody I met at a party. You were my mom. You were a nurse for 30 years. I bought the whole story. I did. I trusted you. I ate it blind. I just ate it blind. I said, well, if you had to guess, what kind of pill do you think I ate? She said, well, I don't know. It's hard to tell. It came out of the blue unmarked bottle that your father and I call the All-Stars. And it could be anything from pain medication to blood pressure pills, Kathleen. I said, what if it's his blood pressure medication? She said, you're going to pass out. And that's why we should abandon our carts and leave this Target immediately. Because I can't drag you out of here with this bad knee. That knee replacement did not work. I don't care what he says. It didn't work.
She got a facelift this year. That's crazy when that starts to happen, man. She got a facelift. She called me. She was like, I got a facelift. And I was like, oh my God, you know, are you okay? And she was like, no, I got it like 3 months ago. And I was like, what? Like, you gotta tell me that shit. I'm like next of kin or whatever, you know, that's, you gotta tell the person next in line that you're going under. That's, cause what if something happened? You don't know, you know, anesthesia goes awry and then like someone dies, that happens. Right? Then I got to like fly out and identify her body and show up like, yeah, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. No idea. Whoever it is, she looks refreshed. Can you stand her up? Because I know she comes up. No, that's weird. That's a weird question. I apologize. What was in her purse? Like 40 pictures of her dog and none of me? That's my mom. I don't know if you know what a facelift is, by the way. A facelift is when they take your fucking face skin and they rip it away from your face. And in that little space there, that's where they find your self-esteem. That's a facelift. Well, what else about me? I used to live in New York City. Not my fave. Not my favorite place. I like it. I actually love it. I love visiting it. It's great. I understand the appeal. If you can dance, you can make it there and all that shit. Fantastic, right? But it's never been like, I don't know. When I'm at home in Los Angeles, I never think, you know what? I wish this place was smaller but cost more money. I never think that. Like, New York was crazy. I paid so much money for this little apartment, and every time I showered, it looked like I was hiding. Like, I was just, like, in the corner. And I go, you know, it's going to get better when I go outside. And you go outside, and it smells like shit. It smells like shit. And then you go on the subway, and it still smells like shit. And you just want to grab the person next to you and go, guess why it smells like shit here? Guess why? Really just pull them in and just go, because a person shit here. There are no stray dogs in the subway. A human being was like, I go here now. I'm going to go here now. I don't know. Last call is too late in New York for me. I'm not responsible enough to handle that shit. I can't do that. 4 a.m. last call. That's irresponsible. That's like, I like a nice 1 a.m., 1:30 last call, you know, when the bartender just says, hey, stop that. And you say, thank you for saving me from myself. I'm going to get in my car and drive home now. We're all going to be fine. New York is crazy. It's 4 a.m. If you're drinking at 4 a.m., you should not be out and about with other people. You should be at home alone crying. That's 4 a.m. drinking. And then you're leaving the bar, the sun's coming up, you have to accept that it's tomorrow. You know, it's very sad. My friends would be chasing me down the block like, Morgan, you just did 9 shots off a baby, you know? And I'd just be like, I'm not driving. Like, not driving is an excuse for any horrific behavior you could possibly get into, you know? Oh, you just peed on that lady, then stabbed her to death. I'm taking a taxi. We're all gonna be fine.